Check, 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 check. Okay.
Me, same. Do the same thing. Check, 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 yeah. Check, 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 check.
Okay, you can stop now.
Check, check.
Okay, stop.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hi, friends. This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, and I'm flying solo today on this bonus episode. Bethany's in L.A. doing the Lord's work, if the Lord's into writing scripts and making moves. Later in this episode, my husband Neil's going to pop in, and I have a list of questions for him and for me, so we can ask each other essential things you must know about somebody else on the first date. Dating's hard. These questions will take you into the battlefield prepared. I promise you. I'm not judging your snap judgments. I think everybody needs snap judgments. First glance, book by a cover. When somebody shows you their true colors, believe them. Ooh, Lord, do I sound like a crazy aunt. First on the list today, I have a bone to pick with Marie Kondo. You know, the lady on Netflix, the lady with the book, Throw Everything Away Unless It Sparks Joy. Marie Kondo, if you're listening to this, there are things in my life that I'm obviously not going to get rid of, even though they don't spark me joy. My vacuum cleaner, my ironing board, my dictionary. None of these things particularly bring me any happiness at any point in time. I still can't live without them. My old lady underwear that comes up to my nipples when I'm having a pouch day. You know what I mean, Marie Kondo. Actually, you probably don't know what I mean. Doesn't look like you've ever had a pouch day in your life. That's not fair of me to say. I take it back. Marie Kondo, I kind of want to be your friend. But also, you telling everybody to throw away stuff that doesn't spark joy in their life, I think you're also indirectly telling people that leading a messy life, that living within a little bit of disorganization, is not a good life. And I'm going to disagree with that because there's beauty in mess. And listen, I'm not reading this from a meme on Pinterest, I swear. I've just never been a person that could live in a perfectly organized place or be a perfectly organized person. It's just not who I am since I was a little girl at my core. And you coming in here on our Netflix and our books and our Instagrams and everywhere else there's a meme about sparking joy and telling us to just chuck it, I don't think that's the answer. An article recently came out that said Marie Kondo spends the first 90 minutes of her day tidying up her house, and damn, who has time for that? I don't, and I don't necessarily want to think about my house for the first 90 minutes of my day. Things I do want to think about, getting coffee in my belly, getting some eggs in my belly. That's what I want to think about, getting my butt to work. Marie Kondo's all about streamlining, and we're humans. Do we need to be streamlined? I know that it's a good practice to tidy up your home every now and then, tidy up your desk at work, tidy up your car, but I don't think that we're failures as humans just because you have a little bit of mess, a little bit of dust riding behind you like that guy with the blanket from Peanuts. What's his name? Otis? Lotus? Linus, yeah. Of course, like Linus. A little dust bunnies around your head won't kill you. I will tell you where my mess came in handy once. I was on a scavenger hunt with my friends, and one of the things on the scavenger hunt was find a $2 bill. Scavenger hunt was around my city in Hoboken, so I had time to pop back home, open up my pencil container, and grab that $2 bill. Thank you very much. Did that $2 bill ever spark joy for me? Hell no, I just thought it was kind of cool. A certain part of me is like, okay, Kathleen, stop being a lunatic. Like, of course, it's better to live your life where you know things are, where you're not hopping over garbage in your living room. Yeah, I get that, but I kind of feel like this Marie Kondoing, the KonMari method, or, you know, however it's been coined, is a personal attack on people like me that thrive in the cray, in the gray area, in the messy area. I also think it puts a lot of pressure on people to be perfect. Marie Kondo comes across as perfect. She's delightful. She's smiling. She talks to inanimate objects. They never talk back, unlike your children or your pets. I want to know what a bad day looks like for Marie Kondo. Does she spill her coffee by accident and gets on her white shirt? Does she throw away that white shirt after the coffee's on it? Or does she wash it? Does she have a washer dryer in her apartment? Because I don't. I have to keep a lot of towels, especially the ugly ones. Those ugly towels don't spark joy. They're hideous. Because sometimes I have a wet body and nothing to dry it on. It takes sometimes about a month for me to find an open laundry machine that I don't have to pay for at family's house or friend's house or something. I will say that one place in my life that I really truly do need to implement the Marie Kondo sparking joy guidelines is when I travel, because I just recently went to California with exactly 50 pounds in my suitcase, plus another carry-on, plus a backpack, plus a purse. My back was hurting. I need to only bring things that spark joy when I travel. That's where I'm going to take her advice to heart. But everything else, come on. I think life's too short to worry about a little mess now and then. Also, how does she keep her bangs so perfect? Marie Kondo, who does your hair? Let me know. Send me an email. Part of her principle is imagining what you want your life to look like and then throwing everything away until your life looks like that. But you probably have a pretty good life right now, even though your life doesn't look Pinterest perfect, Home Goods perfect. What's that sign that they always sell in the Home Goods stores? Live, laugh, love. Yeah, it doesn't say live, laugh, love in Marie Kondo. Just live, laugh, love. Laugh at your mess. Love your mess. Live with it. That's the sign I'm going to make and sell it. Here I come, Etsy. You ready? If you're happy, if you're safe, if you have food in your refrigerator, a roof over your heads, I think sometimes that's more important than living a perfect life. Some food for thought. I'm not a religious person, but to all you messy people out there, bless up. I feel you. I'm with you. We're never going to con Mari anything. Amen. La, 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 la. Hey, babe, you want to come podcast with me?
All right.
Would you still love me if I got a big tattoo in my arm that said farts?
Absolutely.
Would you still love me if I had to eat from my butt and poop from my face?
I like that episode of South Park. Yes, absolutely.
Would you still love me if I decided that it was my dream to make a circus of domesticated house cats?
That's my dream.
Oh my God. It's no secret. I do a lot of shopping online.
Every time I look over at you while we're watching TV, you're on your computer shop.
I just discovered ThredUp.com and the ThredUp app, and I'm going to be in serious trouble. ThredUp is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off of estimated retail prices. Plus, they're adding 50,000 new items every day. I've been a vintage shopper for years, digging through those bargain bins, hitting up consignment shops in every city that I visit. But when you use ThredUp, they do it for you. And lately, I've been thinking a lot about environmental sustainability. And turns out that fashion is the second most polluting industry in the world. Like, what?
That's crazy. I had no idea.
Do your part. Shop secondhand. ThredUp.com is your place. I don't want to brag or anything, but I've gotten some really, really, really cute things from there lately. These Loafler Randall sandals, they're like flat and they're nude color. They're strappy. They tie all up around my ankle, but all the straps have these little tiny daisies on them. Adorbs. But even better than the design is the price. They retailed for over $200 and I got them on ThredUp for $60. I also got a pair of very simple, very classic Ralph Lauren wedges that I'm going to wear all summer. They retailed for $129 and I paid $39.99. Hello, I should win an award for finding that price.
So cute.
Everything came to my house in ThredUp's adorable packaging, and you know what? You couldn't even tell that it was secondhand. It looked brand new. Scout's honor. Shop all your favorite brands right from the comfort of your couch. I've done it. Neil's seen me do it.
Often.
Madewell from $9, Anthropologie from $11, Coach from $25, Nike from $6. Everything at ThredUp is hand-inspected and triple-checked to ensure that they're selling you something that is high-quality condition. And they make it really, really easy to shop. You can customize your interface with only items that you want to see, your price range, your style, your sizes. Never pay full price again and shop guilt-free at ThredUp.
ThredUp is giving Acquired Taste podcast listeners a limited time offer of an extra 30% off your first order.
Hey, 30%?
That's a lot of percent.
Go to ThredUp.com/taste.
No A in there, just ThredUp.com/taste.
So for 30% off of your first order from ThredUp.com, visit ThredUp.com/taste, T-A-S-T-E. Start saving. You're going to find so many things on this website that you like. Don't miss out on this. Do your part. Save the world and shop at ThredUp.
Terms apply.
I posted this thing on my Instagram story today. Did you see my Insta story?
Yes.
Okay, you did not. It was this saying that I found on, I don't know, some meme Insta account that I follow. And it says, how lucky do two people have to be in order to fall for each other at exactly the right time and in exactly the right way?
That's very, it's very profound. It's very deep.
It's kind of astute, right?
Yeah. I mean, considering there's, you know, however many billion people in the world, the fact that any two people just exist in general is amazing and outside of like the bounds of reality. And yet, the fact that two people who are right for each other can actually find each other, it's just, it's next to impossible.
Do you think there's such a thing as a soulmate?
No, I do not.
Really?
Really, I do not.
So you think that you would have been just as in love with just as a good life with somebody else other than me?
That's not at all what I said.
All right, so then tell me what you've said.
I just think that the concept that there is anything predestined is false. I think it's kind of...
No, you're absolutely wrong. I think that we were predestined to meet each other.
I don't. I think that that absolutely just sort of devalues our relationship to say that it had nothing to do with us, that it was all just sort of some weird fate.
No, I mean, I think we took it to a certain point, but you don't think that the universe put our two little Sims characters in that same house at Rutgers University off campus on the same day that summer for a reason?
And if we're Sims characters, nobody tried to lock us in a toilet or, or burn us alive.
Well, that makes me kind of sad because I think that the universe put us together in some capacity.
See, I think that idea is sad. I think that we managed to find somebody that we loved in a sea of millions of people who we wouldn't love.
So I have 160 first date questions.
Do we have time to go through 160?
I don't know.
People going to listen that long?
I'm going to shorten it a little bit. Okay, so like, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to watch television.
Oh.
With my wife. Is that a problem? We are not exciting people.
Wow, so your life doesn't really sound exciting. Your free time is watching TV. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. With your wife? I'm not going to date you.
Yeah, I'm going to be a terrible boyfriend. So one for you. What fad did you never really understand?
Zero. I've worn and tried every single fad.
Really?
Including the kind where I swallow apple cider vinegar, soak my feet in apple cider vinegar, wash my hair in apple cider vinegar. Oh, I was swishing coconut oil around in my mouth for a while.
You were oil pulling with coconut oil for a long time, and that doesn't do anything.
It's so gross. I mean, and I've worn every single fad out there.
This is true.
I'm a big fan of Forever 21.
Did you ever own Pogs?
Oh, of course I owned Pogs. Are you kidding me? I didn't ever really wanted to play them because the Pogs that I had, I liked and never wanted to give them up.
I never played Pogs. I never did anything trendy. I still have never danced the Macarena.
Stop it.
You have certainly danced the Macarena. I've never done the full Macarena. I have never done the Macarena.
That is a lie.
I was very adamantly anti-Macarena.
No, I think that's because you weren't just not a cool kid. What's your favorite international food?
Probably Mexican.
Mexican, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like Indian, but every time we try to make it at home, it comes out horrible.
No, Indian at home is very difficult because generally...
We never have the right salt ratio.
Yeah.
It is our tradition every Valentine's Day. Instead of like doing something sweet and making a sexy dinner reservation, we...
Get Indian takeout.
We order Indian takeout and eat until we hate ourselves and pull our sweatpants up to our nipples.
Absolutely.
Sitting on the couch. All right, like this first date's really going well. What do you think? I think I like you.
It's pretty good so far.
You're okay. I have one for you. What household chore is just the worst?
Cleaning the bathroom.
Good thing I did that yesterday for you.
You did. I would very much appreciate it.
You just don't like cleaning the toilet. You've got this aversion to smells. I can't wait until we have a baby and that baby shits everywhere and it smells so bad and you have to change their diaper.
I'm going to vomit.
You will throw up on the baby. Gentle listener, when I ask my husband to take out the garbage, he has to do one of these things where he pulls his shirt up over his nose.
Only when it smells really bad.
Even when it doesn't smell bad.
Not true.
You have such a tiny threshold for what smells fine and what doesn't. Most things fit into the doesn't smell fine category for you. When I think it's just fine.
I mean, general bad smells, yes. Not like, you know, roses I'm not sitting there vomiting over.
If you smell the garbage and it's like mildly stinky, all of a sudden you're like...
Well, you know, the problem is not...
And I think it's just fine. It's just mildly stinky.
The problem is that the garbage smells. The problem is as you're sort of taking the garbage out, you lift it up and you got to tie the bag off. And then this...
I don't gag.
Poof of garbage air comes out and hits you right in the face. And garbage air makes me want to die.
Do I have to get you like a gas mask to change the baby's diaper? I'm sure they sell it on Amazon.
Okay, Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
I think this is a great... question for you. What wrong assumptions do people often make about you?
A, that I'm not athletic. B, that I'm a biatch all the time.
you had those ready and raring to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm always pinned for the girl who's not athletic. And that's actually not true at all. And I guess maybe it's the way that the weight is distributed on my body or the fact that I have weight at all. I'm actually quite athletic. Like, I'm really strong. I'm a good runner. Like, I'm a good swimmer.
I can confirm this. You're very spry.
I always say, if someone breaks into our apartment in the middle of the night, they better be fearing my wrath and not yours, because I'm the one that's going to protect us. What is the most beautiful view you've ever seen?
So one day, you were wearing these yoga pants, and you bent over into the closet, and I saw your entire butthole because it was a rip in the yoga pants.
Talking about my LuLaRoe yoga pants, and I flashed you my asshole.
This is a callback to like at least three earlier podcasts where you've mentioned that.
I'm not into the LuLaRoe, but really, what's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
I think it's Ireland. I think it's driving through like the rolling hills in Ireland.
What about California? Remember we were sitting in Napa at 4:30 in the afternoon. It was a winery called Cuvasion.
Yeah.
The sun was setting on the grapevines and there was sort of like rolling hills. That was
outstanding.
I think that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. But then, babe, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen is your face every morning.
Oh, that's not true.
It is absolutely true.
It's usually smushed into a pillow when you wake up in the morning. Or okay. I'm growling at you to be quiet.
Weekend mornings. Your beautiful face.
Because when I wake you up.
I mean, your
like
breath's not good, but I like looking at you. Your breath is downright bad.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? It's morning breath.
I love you despite your morning breath.
I love you because of your morning breath.
I recently had to ask you to stop eating falafel for lunch.
You did have to ask me to stop eating falafel for lunch, which I found pretty insulting.
But I don't, Neil, honest to goodness, you come home smelling like a garlic farm, but not the good kind.
Yeah, it's delicious.
No, you have to stop. If you want to spend any time with me at night, you have to stop eating falafel for lunch. Thank you. Thank you, next.
Kathleen.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to say my name every time.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Kathleen.
Yeah. No, I told you don't have to say my name every time.
Okay, Kathleen.
Jeebus Christos, ask me a question.
Before you make a call, do you rehearse what you are going to say?
No, who does that? Why would anybody do that? Why? Why?
Before you record a podcast, do you rehearse what you are going to
no,
say?
No, obviously not, because this podcast is uncomfortable. And this is a first date that I never want to have to relive again.
Okay. What is your favorite smell?
I love gasoline. I love
crayons. This took a dark turn.
I love crayons. Love the smell of crayons.
Mine is cinnamon.
Neil, if you opened a business, what type of business would you start?
I mean, I will answer the question, but I'm not interested in opening my own business because
you
I don't
ever want to work for yourself.
I don't want to work for myself. I do not want or need that kind of stress in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm well aware that the two things that I'm about to say are not great businesses to open right now, but it would be like a video store.
Stop it.
Or like a Blockbuster.
Who do you think you are, Dawson Leary? Nobody's going to go to that.
Because it's free movies to rent, and then you just sit at work all day with nobody coming in because nobody goes to Blockbuster anymore. I think there's still like a Blockbuster left open in Alaska. You just sit around all day watching movies. It's not a great investment.
No, it's a terrible investment.
What sports would be funniest if the athletes had to be drunk while playing?
Basketball.
So,
bowling.
I actually think the answer is baseball.
Twirling.
Because baseball goes so slow.
Oh, baseball's the freaking worst thing to watch.
It goes slowly.
Yeah.
And the spotlight is often on two players. You've got pitcher and batter, and you're staring at them.
I'm bored already.
So when one of them is drunk, it's going to be very obvious and very funny.
No, you watch it so far away. You need something that you see a little bit like a little bit more up close. Like I think like a couple of shots of tequila or Jameson or whatever would really help the sport of golf. Can you imagine?
Not the professionals.
Drunk bowlers, like in the cartoons, they'd forget to take their fingers out of the holes and they would just go down the lane.
I can't remember the last time I bowled sober.
Bowling is a great first date.
It's a good first date because you're talking.
And then like you kind of like touch each other a little bit.
Because the girl plays like she doesn't know how to bowl.
She's like,
can you
help? No. Okay, stop it.
What?
No. In my version, the girl beats the guy's ass with like a perfect score. And then she's like, psh, take that. Smoked your ass. Now let's go get some chilies. I like those chicken fingers.
I'll think about it the next time.
Chili's fajitas. Baby back. If you unexpectedly won $10,000, what would you spend it on?
$10,001 scratch-off lottery tickets. What's your favorite band name, not necessarily your favorite band?
Naptime Rejects. That's a good one, right? Right.
Is that a
right.
real band name?
No, it's not a real band name. I just made it up. Naptime Rejects. It sounds kind of funny. Like, you're in kindergarten, you're a badass, but you're a reject of Naptime.
What are the top three social situations you try to avoid most?
One, parties. Two, parties where I don't know anybody. Three, parties where I only know one person and I'm expected to make friends. I have one last question for the both of us.
Okay.
What were some of the happiest times you've had in your life so far?
Our honeymoon.
Oh.
Our trips to Ireland and Italy.
So you have to leave the country with me, essentially, to be happy with me. Because our honeymoon was out of the country, too.
No, but those are just sort of the moments that really kind of stick out in your mind.
Do you think it's because we get to relax and the everyday nuances are not bothering us?
The stress is gone. You can just calmly relax.
Yeah. I know you hate it when I say this, but the happiest day of my life was not our wedding day. It was the day that changed my life, but it wasn't the happiest day of my life by any means. I was very, very stressed out. I think the happiest days of my life are Saturday mornings where we wake up and we look at each other and we go, oh, we have nothing to do today.
It gets rarer and rarer as we get older.
I know, and we don't even have kids yet. It's crazy to me. And we can just enjoy a cup of coffee with each other in the morning and like maybe go for a walk. And those are my happy days.
Watch the news. And
listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow, we are so boring. We should like start a rock band or something. We need to get some fire in our blood, babe.
I can't sing.
Who are we kidding? We drive a CRV. All right, we got to wrap this up.
We do.
Neil's got to watch Game of Thrones.
I do have to watch Game of Thrones.
I know. So I've been trying to get through it because I desperately.
Slowly but surely.
Want to see the last episode and be all caught up.
So, gentle listener, there's something I need you guys to know about Kathleen.
I know what you're going to say.
Is that she has the absolute worst entertainment FOMO you have ever seen. She did nothing but say mean things and make fun of me for how much I love Game of Thrones and how much I've been watching
it. I'm not into historical dramas.
Right. And yet, as soon as the entire world is talking about the final season of this show, it's, I have to watch. I have to get caught up. I have to watch. I can't not be part of this.
You know, I did make fun of you for a very long time.
You did.
For, like, watching these dragons and whatnot and these peoples and the red weddings and whatnot.
Which, that episode, you're not even on that episode
I know,
yet.
But I read the internet.
Yeah. So, as I just gave away, she is now trying desperately to get caught up by the finale.
But A.
Yeah.
Or one, rather. It's really hard to understand, like, and some of the words that they say. So I've been watching it with the captions on.
You have been, which is difficult because you're also looking at your phone while you're watching it.
I do. The episodes are so long. They're like a true full hour long.
Yeah, especially the early ones, generally. Wait till you get later on. And
they get longer?
Like, they get to be like 90 minutes.
Are you
minutes
kidding
on them.
Me?
No.
I'm never going to be able to do this.
You can do it. You just need to stay awake.
So to catch up, I'm like somewhere in the middle of season two.
Yeah.
I have to watch how many episodes a week until the finale?
You have to watch over 16 episodes a week.
Yeah. That's a lot of watching.
In the next 3 weeks. Yeah.
So that's 16 plus hours a week. I don't think I'm going to be able to do
that
it.
That is barely two episodes a day.
I'm enjoying it because you get to explain it to me. We get to share something.
You are enjoying me having to explain to you every episode.
I do. And you gave me a quick education in Marvel Avengers this weekend.
That was much easier to handle.
It was a good movie. We cannot give out any spoilers on this podcast.
We did. Yeah, we're not giving out any Endgame spoilers. Kathleen probably does not want me to wax sort of sentimental about like 11 years and 22 movies and that this could be the greatest sort of overall cinematic achievement that has ever occurred.
Well, just have you seen the movie Clueless? Because that's the greatest cinematic achievement.
That's a great film.
Titanic? Titanic's also really good.
I don't like Titanic. I hate that movie.
Are you kidding me? That's like Leonardo DiCaprio at his absolute best.
Not to sort of go over already covered territory, but like, he didn't need to die at the end. I know it's like, now it's like a trope and it's a little bit hackneyed to talk about,
yeah,
but he did not need to die at the end.
There was enough space for the two of them on that floating door or whatever.
He could have found another, there was floating stuff everywhere that he just didn't bother to find.
I know.
Because he needed to die.
Yeah. Anyway, Endgame, thank you for giving me a quick education in Marvel. It was fun to share something with you.
It was great. I was really happy. I was really excited that you were able to come with me.
And there's nothing better than going to the movie theater and getting a big, fat, buttery popcorn and
two big, two giant Diet Cokes.
Giant Diet Cokes. Oh, so they're good. So delicious.
So good.
I just dream of that big, giant Diet Coke with, like, the ice in it and sucking it through a straw, but, like, a totally compostable straw. Don't worry, gentle listener. We're not polluting the earth with straws.
Was that a double entendre? Was that a sex metaphor?